are in all of that every day, how would you compare that and give an experience of?
Well, there's no likeness at all between military life and civilian life.
None at all? So what was the example that she was giving for days, not being able to shave and not being able to... No, hygiene was not obviously important at all then.
Well, it's just one of those things you can't control and you just make the best of it.
And how did you make the best of it?
Just every morning you woke up, you were just glad that the sun was shining.
And what about the crab infestation? Oh, and where was that at? Was that?
Well, I was in the islands and big crabs, they stand up like this. And I was telling her how they used to slide down our tent. It sounded like somebody was slashing the tent. Scare the dickens out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'd fall in the hole with you at night.
Ugh. Wow.
But there were just hundreds of them. At night, they'd get out and walk around. And they never went around anything. They just climbed over it.
Climbed over it, huh? And what about... That kind of brings up a point of just your senses, you know, and your senses just increase. And when you come home, was it hard to be able to sleep at night because you're so on edge? And
no, it didn't bother me.
Didn't bother you?
No.
Because a lot of the time, and that's even in some of the Hollywood movies, and uh-huh. and when you come back, the problem with integrating.
Well, I saw some men that were that way. It just bothered them. To no end, mm-hmm. you know, and more than they could fathom. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think helped you with that? And not having the repercussions afterwards?
I don't know.
Just kind of taking it a day at a time? And
I guess so. It's just whatever happens. You can't control the future, you see, and that you want to be prepared for it, but you can't control it.
Yep, definitely. What about some other things that you remember about some experience, some specific experiences and some stories?
About that, we got one of the 90-day wonders one time, and then lieutenants, mm-hmm. second lieutenant. And I don't remember what we were doing, but I had this bunch of men out someplace, and they were all in sight, and this guy came up and introduced himself and told me that he was my platoon leader. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, there's a man right there. And he says, that is the damnedest looking bunch of men I ever saw. The sloppiest looking bunch. And I said, well, we haven't been in any beauty contests lately, but I said, you're looking at some of the best fighting men that you'll ever see. And he didn't say anything. And I said, we've been down here for 12 or 13 months slogging around this country. And I said, we're either awful lucky or we did something right because we're still alive. Mm-hmm. And that didn't go with him at all. And he and I never got along after that.
Really? Now, with the platoon leaders and saying, you know, that they didn't have much experience and they were poor leaders, did that do much for the morale of the...
Oh, terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Even with the bond that you guys had formed, I mean, beyond what they could tell you and stuff, but it still hounded quite a bit.
Yeah, right.
Kind of tattered and bruised, huh?
If you don't have confidence in the man that's telling you what to do, mm-hmm. there's something wrong.
Yeah. Did you have any good leaders that...
Oh, yes. I'm on board.
Very good. And that helped to boost and mm-hmm. help you look beyond?
Yeah.
And what was the best way to deal with that poor leadership?
Well, the best thing is just to...
Even when they tattered the morale of the men, and did you guys find a bond and help to make each other stronger and get through it, or...?
Well, yes, it was... But there's nothing you could do about it, mm-hmm. except gripe.
Yeah, and follow their orders, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then when you said that your name had been drawn to come home, was there anyone else out of the 80 men that had gotten to come home at all in that week that you'd waited?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. And on the boat home, did you recognize anyone also coming home?
Yes, I knew several of them from other outfits.
I see.
And I don't remember what they called that thing, but it every month that you were down there, you got so many points, and then when the points reached a certain, and they had this drawing, and I was the lucky one out of that.
Wow.
Okay.
Have you been lucky since?
I guess.
Consider yourself lucky?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. And then what about on the way home, what was that like with those? What were the conversations like? What did most people share your feelings and not wanting to come home and would have rather stayed?
Well, I don't think we ever talked about that.
I see.
Because those men that were coming home with me, they weren't part of the group that...
That you were from.
They were other from other outfits.
I see. And then of the 16 that were from Montana that had joined the same time as you, were drafted, and then was it 3 enlisted, you said?
No, they were drafted.
But there was a few that were, yeah. Were any of them home when you'd gotten home?
Well, I never, other than my brother, I think there were only 2 men that I ever knew what happened. When we went out to Fort Lewis and were inducted into the Army, then they just scattered, you know, took them, some went someplace and some another.
Mm-hmm. And do you keep up on the military these days and some of the differences that have been?
No, I don't. There's so much change that I talk to people that are in the military now and it's nothing at all like it was when I was there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's changed for the better?
No.
No. Mm. Not really.
We had discipline in our outfit, a lot of it, and they claim now that, well, when they're in garrison here, they have people come in and clean their rooms and cook their meals and a bunch of things like that. Well, we took all the care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Was it so luxurious?
Made your bed. Cooked your meals.
Mm-hmm. So there's less discipline.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And what do you think about the Second World War? We obviously didn't learn from the first. Do you think we've learned from the second? Mm-hmm. What do you feel about the war in Iraq right now?
Well, I just wonder what the dickens were doing over there.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Alrighty.